Dean Coppola, you're a newspaper guy, a teacher of journalism. You used to work for the Buffalo News, for that matter. Do you happen to know Mike Connolly?
No, I don't, unfortunately. I wish I did.
He's been in the business, it appears, for more than 30 years, so clearly he brings a great deal of experience to this job.
And boy, and is that important, that someone who knows the newspaper industry, has been a reporter, has been in the trenches, comes into the top job at a newspaper like the Buffalo News. So I'm pleased that it was somebody who has a strong journalistic background.
Are you surprised that the news is bringing in someone from outside to take what was Margaret Sullivan's job?
Well, in a way, I am. I think the news scoured the staff and maybe found someone that didn't just meet the requirements that the news wanted. I'm somewhat surprised, but not entirely surprised. And according to the news, they did conduct a nationwide search and interviewed 20 or so candidates. So I think they probably wanted to look as wide a net as they could.
What's the greatest impact that an editor at a paper like the Buffalo News has? What do they do?
Well, I think leadership is very important. I think the thing I remember most is an editor who will keep your morale up, an editor who will inspire the reporters to go out and find the stories, an editor who will applaud when a good story is found and a good job is done, an editor who will criticize softly sometimes, harshly other times, when a job is not done the way the editor wants it done.
Will the readers notice a change, do you suspect, over time?
Maybe over time, but certainly not in the short time. I think the new editor coming in will rely on the expertise and the knowledge of the area that the current staff has, and he certainly should. And I think from what I've seen and read about him, he still wants to concentrate on what makes the Buffalo News and all newspapers important, enterprise reporting, local news coverage.
This is a challenging time, as you know, for newspapers. What does he walk into here at the Buffalo News?
Well, I think it's the most trying time in the history of newspapers, actually. But he comes from a solid background. He's been at a successful newspaper for, 8 or 9 years. So he has seen the transition of newspapers and the dependence on newspapers in the Internet and the importance of the Internet to newspapers. So I think he'll bring that background with him to Buffalo. I think he'll enhance the news's local coverage, if that's possible. And I think he will emphasize the web and the news on the web because, after all, the news is now going to start charging for its web content to those people who don't subscribe to the what we call the dead tree editions.
You know, given the state of so many newspapers today, how attractive was this job, do you think?
Well, you know, I think it's surprising to me in a way. He's coming from Sarasota, Florida. But then again, he is from the Midwest, and he's worked in St. Paul, Minnesota, and Baltimore, both places that, kind of have climates similar to ours. So I don't think the climate was a problem. It is a bit surprising, but perhaps he saw this as a challenge. The Buffalo paper is certainly larger than the Sarasota paper, and maybe he saw this as a journalistic challenge, and I applaud him for that.
And for the most part, the Buffalo paper is in pretty good shape. Certainly financially it is.
Yeah, it's probably one of the few major papers in the country that turns a profit every year, maybe not as much as Warren Buffett and Stan Lipsey and Warren Colville would like to see. But it still turns a profit, and you can't say that about many newspapers nowadays.
You know, Lee, I have to point out that our conversation comes on what is the 30th anniversary of the closing of the Courier Express. It seems hard to believe that it's been 30 years since we lost that paper.
My heart is still heavy from that. Even though I work for the Buffalo paper, it was very sad to see the competitor go down the drain.
Yeah. Lee Coppola, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome, Jim.
Lee Coppola is former dean of the Russell J. Gandolli School of Journalism and Mass Communication at St. Bonaventure University and worked for many years in both print and broadcast journalism in Buffalo. I'm Jim Ranney, WBFO and AM 970 News.